And please take that very seriously, because we do have a situation in the city of Sunbury, and guns by your back door might be running through your back door at any time. And please take that very seriously, because we do have a situation in the city of Sunbury and in the surrounding area, Danville, Milton, Lewisburg, Shamokin, Sealands Grove, Northumberland, and all of the surrounding towns of considerable flooding in the lowlands. At this point, the river is expected to crest tomorrow evening at 28 feet. At 7 o'clock tomorrow evening, flood stage in Sunbury is 24 feet. We'd like to point out, though, that that does not take into account the flood wall, which is built specifically.
Our hall at Susquehanna University. Food is available at the Sharon Lutheran Church in Sealands Grove. A shuttle bus will be running between these two locations. There's need for cots and blankets at the Shikellamy Junior High School on Fairmount Avenue. And there's housing available at 206 North 11th Street in Sunbury. Also, the Sound of the Gospel Church in Crotzerville has room. St. Michael's Church in Sunbury. The home of Mr. Schaefer at 240 Catawissa Avenue in Sunbury. Also at 1245 Highland Avenue in Sunbury. And the East End Hose Company of Sunbury. The churches of Northumberland all have room available for folks looking for a place to stay. The Marzak residence at 1236 Market Street, the Denk residence at 1072 Market Street, and the Burgess residence at 1244 Market Street, all in Sunbury. Also at the home of F.S. Colescott on Route 61 east of Sunbury. The home of Charles Freeze, telephone 286-7797. And the Shikellamy Junior High School. St. Luke's Church, Catawissa and Reagan Street in Sunbury, has room for 50 or 60 people at the church. And there are two beds and plenty of floor space at 516 North Street in Sunbury. Civil defense has arranged for people from the Isle of Kew to be housed at the Sealands Grove High School Gymnasium. Also, there's housing at Catawissa Avenue United Methodist Church in Sunbury. Also at 1072 Market Street in Sunbury. On the Poorhouse Hill south of Sunbury, there's room for about five people. And if you will, please call 286-4330. Any person in the East District of Point Township needing housing can go to the Grace Lutheran Church on Route 11. And all from the West District may go to the Priestley School. There's housing at 234 Catawissa Avenue in Sunbury, also at 153 Race Street in Sunbury, the Baptist Church in Northumberland. Mobile homes are available for emergency use. Call the Holiday Inn at 743-1111, extension 140. And Warren Hassinger of the Line Mountain School District has announced that the Dalmatia Elementary School building will be open. Telephone 758-2498 or 758-6243 for assistance. And a family on Poorhouse Hill, 2 miles south of Sunbury, is offering room in their home for nine people. Telephone 286-4054. And we have a notice from Sunbury City Hall where they're in need of fresh help. Anyone who can help out, ask to report to City Hall right now. They need some fresh help at City Hall. An 8 o'clock curfew is being enforced in Sunbury. Anyone who is not helping with the flood should be off the streets by 8 o'clock tonight. An 8 o'clock curfew in Sunbury tonight. And anybody not helping with the flood should be off the streets by 8 o'clock. I believe those are the items that we have at the moment.
And we're sorry to say that the flash flood warning is in effect for tonight still. And the weatherman says windy with rain, heavy at times tonight. I don't know whether he wants it to be heavier than it has been, but I hope not. Low temperatures will be in the 50s. Rain will end tomorrow, it says here. Considerable cloudiness with a chance of a shower tomorrow night and Saturday. However, the precipitation probability has been taken up from 60% to 100% tonight. It'll rain all night tonight, 80% tomorrow, and 50% tomorrow night. So, again, we mentioned if you're in a low-lying area, please be prepared.
We are just crossing the bridge between Northumberland and Sunbury, and I would estimate that the water is probably within about 15 feet of the bottom of the bridge at the present time. And we've been up in Northumberland in that area, and as we heard earlier on WKOK from Mayor Charles Lewis of Northumberland, they are not having that much of a problem with the flood, with the water in Northumberland at the present time. Of course, Northumberland is a little bit higher than Sunbury, along the baseball field, and of course in some of the low-lying areas near the river, they are experiencing flooding difficulties. We were up to Shikellamy Street near Bastlick Salvage Center a while ago, and there, the dike there, I understand that in the 1936 flood, that dike caused a bit of a problem when it gave way and the river came in there, but they are not experiencing that much of a problem at the present time. We are now about to embark on a journey to the south side of town to check on the Shamokin Creek Dike, the dike along Shamokin Creek in the Miller Street area of Sunbury. So that's about it at the present time as the rain continues to fall, and we'll have a further report on the...
Down here on Miller, actually, it's Wolverton Street, short Wolverton. I just observed a Army helicopter flying overhead, Frank. A lot of people very concerned with the dike situation on Route 61 near Zimmerman's Garage. Smith Campbell, of course, and a couple of gas stations, and also a golf station, all underwater. Well, we've just checked that dike out, and it appears at this time the water is coming over the dike, but a lot of people have been watching it all afternoon. Some of the people watching the stream say that it has gone down, not very much, just a little bit, since earlier this afternoon. However, we would want to tell everybody that anyone who can get away from the house, if your house is safe and you can volunteer for some duty, please report to the Sunbury City Hall immediately. They need more help, some fresh help. We just spoke with Captain Snyder of the Sunbury Fire Police. Captain Snyder told us that most of his men, these fire policemen, have been going around the city and working all day, have been on since about 4 o'clock.
River reading that we've had in Sunbury, or the latest predicted crest, is for 7 o'clock tomorrow night at 28 feet, and this prediction was made at 5 o'clock this afternoon by the River and Flood Stage Control in Harrisburg. That is the latest reading. Of course, the rain continues, and as they told us at that time, and we'll pass along to you, the cresting time as well as the predicted height of 28 feet can certainly be changed with the additional rain. The Sharon Lutheran Church Bible School is canceled for Friday.
Okay, thank you very much, Sam Mitchell, and it's really hard to believe this is happening, but you know, a little while ago, I believe Sandy said that you hate to bring bad news. Well, so do we, but contrary to popular opinion, although the water level appears to be... appear to be rising a little rapidly. I'd say about 6 inches in the past 2 hours on the South 10th Street extension. And the bridge, of course, is underwater, the part of the bridge that you would drive on normally. Water is splashing over the railings, too, of the bridge. Prior to it, earlier this afternoon, we gave a report. The water was just lapping over the roadway of the bridge. Now it's well covering the roadway. They have now sandbagged the roadway in an attempt to keep the dike all the way across on an even keel. As a matter of fact, they've just brought more sandbags by, and they're sandbagging some more to strengthen it. But it is rising at this time. We'll be watching this area very closely. This is the lower part of town, Ben, and already some of the houses are experiencing at least full cellars, if nothing else, with water. That's how it's going. We are on the South 10th extension. In Sunbury, as it goes across Shamokin Creek, this seems to be giving us the primary problem today. That's about it, basically. Back to you. This is Richard Todd, the WKOK News Cruiser, back to Flood Central Control.
Richard, while you're still there on the horn, are they still calling for volunteers to help sandbag and so forth?
Definitely need volunteers, man. You know, gee, the guys have been great today. Everywhere we've gone, they're all pitching in, they're working hard, and the ones that have come out have worked hard, believe me, they're exhausted. And we sure do need everybody and anybody that can spare just a couple of hours to give these guys a rest. They'd really appreciate it. If you're tied up, maybe you can spare a couple of hours. Come on down, report into City Hall. They've got plenty of things for you to do.
Okay, thank you very much, Richard Todd. Richard Todd and Bob Roberts out in the KO Mobile News.
Alderman Ray has hearings set up at 445 South Hall Street in Sunbury due to the flooding conditions of his regular office. Mary Heller of Shamokin Dam, please get into contact with your mother at the Catawissa Avenue School or call your sister-in-law, Cheryl. That's Mary Heller of Shamokin Dam. Please get in touch with your mother at the Catawissa
in Snydertown, that the residents were not there, fortunately, but the mobile home was washed from its foundation. The Kamsler Animal Hospital, the Sunbury Animal Hospital, newly constructed within the last year at a cost of $125,000, was flooded completely off its foundation and washed against some trees on the Kamsler property, and that all has to do with Shamokin Creek. So please, don't confuse when we're talking about dikes and things like that. Don't confuse the dikes on Shamokin Creek with the dikes on the Susquehanna River. The Susquehanna River dikes are still adequate according to all of the cresting and so forth that we have from flood forecasting at this time. However, we are still unsure of the status of the Shamokin Creek situation. Richard Todd and Bob Roberts are in that area to keep us up to date on the situation there.
Thank you. Selins Grove State Police have asked KO News to announce the following. Please do not call the State Police Headquarters for road conditions. Most all major roads are closed, and the calls are interfering with the emergency operations. The State Police Headquarters have no more information than we're broadcasting at the present time. So remember, do not call the State Police Headquarters for road conditions. And I think the next sentence is most important. Most all major roads are closed. And really, if you're thinking of going anywhere, you might just as well think about staying where you are and not traveling. The calls are interfering with the emergency operations, and the State Police Headquarters have no more information than you're hearing here at KOK. So we ask you to note that and listen up. Montgomery has no water at this time. Water is being hauled in trucks. So folks in Montgomery, are well aware of the fact, I guess, that you have no water, but water is being brought in trucks. And here's another offer of shelter in Sunbury. Mrs. Mundy has room for two or three people at 725 Edison Avenue. And those are the latest items that we have from KO Flood Control.
East Coast with up to 12 inches of rain, creating flash floods from the Carolinas to New York. Death toll of more than 25. Thousands fleeing their homes as rivers left their banks in 11 states. The death toll for Storm Agnes Week, for its long rampage, has passed 40 and still mounting. President Nixon called a news conference today and said that if Congress...
The water is coming over the dike at the present time. The low-lying areas, even within the central part of the city, itself is taking on water, and surrounding areas are not having any water in the streets. 4th Street between Race and Chickamauga Avenue, severely flooded in many cases. The Reagan Street underpass, severely flooded. Houses not underwater on the first floor, however, basements at least full, and maybe water at this time trickling on the doorsteps. And this is how it's been going all day. It's been rising slowly. We are looking for a crest of the Susquehanna, 28 feet tomorrow, and that was at 7 o'clock tomorrow night, and that forecast was about 2 hours ago, and that was if it stopped raining, and it has not stopped raining at the present time. WKOK will be on throughout the night, bringing you forecast and flood control watches from Flood Control Central. We do have a special report from Flood Control Central right now, and we'll switch you to the back in Jim Stock.
And continuing now from KO Flood Control, I have some new items here for you. Sun Valley has reported flooding. Water is backing up from both the Shamokin Creek and Plum Creek, and Ned Miller's Food Town Market at the Hamilton Underpass has water to the first floor. Half a dozen houses near Ned Miller's are underwater, as well as Woodside Homes. Again, the report that City Hall is in need of some fresh help, and anyone who can help out, you're asked to report to City Hall to help throughout the night. An 8 o'clock curfew is being enforced in Sunbury. Anyone who is not helping with the flood should be off the streets by 8 o'clock tonight, just about 35 minutes from now. Penn Central workmen are not to report to work until further notice. If anybody knows the whereabouts of Ray Loebs of Lewisburg, telephone 275-1461. That's 275-1461. And Sealands Grove Summer School is canceled for tomorrow. I would like to mention again that another helicopter has landed in Northumberland. Rescue operations are continuing in the area. Earlier today, we were looking for Martha Frank quite vigorously, and we got a report that Martha Frank is in Pittsburgh. So everyone should stop looking for Martha Frank. The Elysburg Fire Company has advised that there is food and shelter available at the Parish House or the Elysburg Fire Company. Margaret Lawrence is to call her Aunt Sharp in the Shamokin area. Margaret Lawrence is to call her Aunt Sharp in the Shamokin area. And Port Treverton needs people around that area to help move mobile homes. Plumbers, electricians, and carpenters are needed, but they'll take any help that they can get. And these are the latest items that we have from KO Flood Control.
And WKRK will be on 10,000 watts to serve you throughout the night with reports on flooding in the central Susquehanna Valley. WKRK will be on 10,000 watts non-directional all night to serve you and to give you reports on the flooding in the central Susquehanna Valley. 52 degrees in KO country, KO time at 7:24.
According to the police reports, three persons have died in York County, three in Union County, four in Dauphin County, and one in Juniata County. Two of the probable deaths are listed in Dauphin County, and one each may have occurred in Berks and Northumberland counties. In those cases, policemen reportedly sighted bodies but were unable to reach them. However, in this area, getting to our local information for just a moment, as we told you before and throughout the day, Mrs. John Oxenrider was killed in debris of her home in a rock and landslide around 8:30 this morning in Herndon, and her husband John was injured and is hospitalized at the Geisinger Hospital. A check late this afternoon with the Lewisburg police report that three or four people are missing in that community, and there are reports that there are perhaps three or four dead persons, although none have been confirmed, including Safety Director Gordon Huffnagel. Moderate to heavy rains continue over Pennsylvania, northern New Jersey, northward into New York State and New England with the slow northward movement of Tropical Storm Agnes. Up to 1 foot of rain has been reported in some areas during the past 24 hours, and the area should, if they wish to move anything, do so immediately. And that's the latest from KO Flood Control.
We're going to try to get through this and give you something, some small reports that filter in through folks stopping up and talking to us. We had three fellows come up from where, Mark?
Well, they just come out of Lancaster, Bob, and they gave us a report in the Middletown area. Things are in very, very, very bad condition. However, they did come from Harrisburg, Bob, without any problems. One of the things they did say was they managed to stay on this side the river because the Duncannon area is in pretty bad shape as well. So
right, the Duncannon ramps, they said, were blocked off.
Correct? Right, correct.
Right,
correct,
well,
Bob.
So I'd advise one thing. Folks, stay at home unless you're out on an emergency basis, on an emergency trip. Stay at home, and it's dry there normally, someplace. We hope your home's not in water. Stay at home, get some sleep. There's going to be a lot of cleaning up to do when this is over. And right now, we'll just go back to music. And
one of the things, Bob, I'd say before we switch back to music is just from a little personal experience, one of the things, if you do have to drive, not only watch your highways for washouts, but also watch the highways for a so-called bubbled up spot. As I came across a couple today, late this evening, where apparently the water is washing under the highway, forcing it up, which could be very, very hazardous. So just if you have to, if it's an emergency, I would advise caution this direction as well, Bob.
Right. I think that's a really good pointer. I'm just trying to think of some announcements that were made before we...
Bob, one of the things we can recall is the curfew, 8 o'clock in Sunbury, unless it's emergency duty, everyone off the streets. And Allocue, Sims Grove, we know, has a 9 o'clock curfew, which is long past now.
33 minutes worth. It's 37 minutes, 27 before 10 o'clock. We're, again, operating from the WKOK Blue Hill transmitters, and due to technical problems with our audio feed from our studio, do not try to call up here on our phone. The phone line is completely out. It was broke in half completely down around the traffic circle on its feed up through the hill here. And it is impossible to get in touch with us. We have no communications with the outside world except for people who stop up. And, I guess we'll go back to Mormon.
One thing, Bob, we might suggest is I'm sure everyone at the studio knows the situation we're in, so no phone calls for that, please. They know we have the problems, and continue to feed them emergency messages so that we have them when we can reestablish our audio.
Yes, I think so. Keep calling the Mighty KO. We'll be back in touch, hopefully very soon, with more flood control information. And for now, this is Bob Spangler along with Marv Benfer, and we'll go back to more music.
For since 1936.
Right.
This would certainly not apply to Sunbury with the wall, the flood,
somebody just
so forth. I think someone just walked.
Clark family stranded in the Hamilton area of Sunbury, Bob, and they should try to get to the Boyer Chevrolet parking lot.
Clear.
And that self-same helicopter that did such a fine job of bringing me here will try to pick them up at Boyer Chevrolet.
Good.
There's a lot of water, Bob, down there, and you've been doing a fine job.
Well, as an engineer, it was a bit panicky, I'll tell you. When the audio feed died, I sat up here and shook for a half hour. No, it wasn't that bad.
You did a fine job, but let's get some of this current information out, Bob. You and Mark have been doing a fine job at Route 522. Route 104 is impassable. Paxtonville Road, all near Middleburg, are closed. Middleburg police asked people to stay off the streets unless necessary. Here's a request for someone to call. Would Martha Frank of Miller Street please call 286-2974? That's 286-2974. And as we're working here, Bob, we'll try to sort things out. If I repeat some, please excuse me. Let's see. KO News has been informed by the Harrisburg Flood Control Center that the Susquehanna River is expected to crest at 34.5 feet at Sunbury.
Oh, boy.
This river crest prediction is subject to change because rain is continuing to pelt the central Susquehanna Valley. And, Bob, I'm not entirely familiar with what 34.5 feet at Sunbury may mean. But that means a lot of water, and so anybody in low-lying areas, if you have boats near the river and all of those things, please move those boats right away. The river is expected to crest at 34.5 feet at Sunbury tomorrow night.
Can you go down to channel
I think we
two.
May be picking up a little background noise, Bob, from our friends from the Civil Defense who are going to relay some more pertinent information, we hope, here to the transmitter site. The Gross Dress Company will not work until Monday. Seco Corporation will not work until Sunday, the third shift at 11 p.m. I'll hand these to you, Bob. I'll let you kind of clip them back together again so we don't mix them up. No newspapers tomorrow from the Felter News Service. The Boise Cascade Mobile Homes Middleburg, both office and plant, will be closed till Monday. Princess Homes will have no production operations tomorrow. Mary Lou Manufacturing in Elysburg will not work tomorrow. Help, Bob. Anyone who can help, report to City Hall. A lot of tired men down there. And 8 o'clock curfew is being enforced in Sunbury. Anyone who is not helping with the flood has to be off the streets at this time. The assistant fire chief in Sealands Grove requests assistance in manpower and covered trucks to move furniture in Sealands Grove. The Snyder County Civil Defense now has three phone numbers, Bob. They are 374-7105, 374-6745, and 374-8105. Maybe I could repeat those. 374 is the prefix each time. 7105, 6745, and 8105.
Fine.
Central Pennsylvania Radio Club has advised KO News they have emergency communications throughout Pennsylvania. Anyone wishing their services can call 473-3237 or 286-5901. I'm going to take those earphones off, Bob, because of the interference in the background.
Rather distracting.
Yes. Yes. Help is needed at 127 6th Street in Sendbury. An elderly man has a TV which must be moved upstairs. I'm relatively sure that that's been taken care of. Yes. The Hummel's Wharf Fire Company is unable to talk any more pumping jobs. They aren't able to take on any more pumping jobs. All equipment is being used, and they need equipment on hand in case of fires. All available Sunbury Fire Police report to City Hall. That has undoubtedly happened. Please do not call the fire companies to pump out your cellars. We have a state of emergency all over the city, and there are many, many flooded cellars, and all of that sort of thing will have to be done after people are saved and the houses are made sure that the houses aren't washing away.
You'll have to excuse me for a second. I'm going to go and rewind our tape for the second time, and we'll hear it for the third time.
Okay, Bob. Good. Great music. We really love it.
Great music. It was previously recorded this afternoon, and luckily I did it. I thought of Johnny Keller and myself, cooperation. Let's get back to these news flashes, I guess.
Okay. The Harrisburg Flood Control Center that the Susquehanna River is expected to crest at 34.5 feet at Sunbury. Now, this river crest prediction is subject to change because rain is continuing to pelt the central Susquehanna Valley. Unfortunately, that change may possibly be for more river. Let's see, the borough of Montgomery has no water, and water is being hauled in by trucks. That's a bit of incidental information. Sealands Grove State Police has asked KO News to announce the following. Please do not call the State Police headquarters for road conditions. Almost all major roads are closed, and the calls are interfering with the emergency operations. The State Police headquarters have no more information than we are broadcasting at this time. And the information...
going to get some audio feed from a network and two-way communications via through them. They are out of order right now. Their site is completely filled up with water.
Mm-hmm.
And through clearance with our station, we are going to do this, I think. I'm not sure. These plans are tentative.
Evacuated. The Berwick Water Dam has broken, and Lower Bloomsburg is being evacuated. Bloomsburg has a 10 o'clock curfew that should be being observed at this time. Highway 11 has live power lines down and is flooded. It's extremely dangerous. Once again, do not move. All right. Anyone on Island Park who wants to get off the island, do so before 11:15. They are going to close the bridges. At 11:15, the bridges between Northumberland and Sunbury that traverse Island Park will be closed at 11:15 tonight. And with a predicted flood stage of 34.5 feet at Sunbury, considering the amount of rain we've had, perhaps you should think of finding some friends in Sunbury and staying the night. I think that might be a very good idea. Please, you must get off Island Park if you wish to by 11:15 tonight, because the bridges between Northumberland and Sunbury will be closed. 418 Fairmont Avenue, two blocks of ice are needed to refrigerate a baby formula. 418 Fairmont Avenue, they need two large blocks of ice to refrigerate a baby formula. That's very important. We'll hold that right here. 418 Fairmont. I'd like to repeat this a few times. Who wants to get on? Down. Okay, there you go. Another place in Shamokin Dam and Hummel's Wharf. The Hummel's Wharf Fire Company, bring a blanket and settle down and enjoy a little congeniality tonight while the water rushes around us. Northway Industries in Middleburg reports no work until Monday, and Leslie Bingaman, please call 286-5104.
or traffic.
Bob, I have some Pennsylvania state news here that perhaps we could bring the people. This is WKOK, WKOK FM Sunbury. Bob, if you, how are the communications coming?
Well, no word right now. The FM is off. This is WKOK 1070. We're operating at our full normal daytime power of 10,000 watts on an emergency basis. Right now we have the Civil Air Patrol trying to set up a radio two-way, possibly between us and the studios.
WKOK, WKOK FM Sunbury. Bob, if you, how are the communications coming?
Well, no word right now. The FM is off. This is WKOK 1070. We're operating at our full normal daytime power of 10,000 watts on an emergency basis. Right now we have the Civil Air Patrol trying to set up a radio two-way, possibly between us and the studios.
Back to Flood Central Control and with Jim Stock. Jim, you're on.
But I am on here once again in Sunbury, and we certainly are appreciative of everyone that has helped WKOK this evening, because we have had a problem. Fan, as he told you, was helicoptered to the transmitter, and from that site we've been broadcasting for the past several hours. We now are back in Sunbury at our Schuylkill County area is in the same situation, really, that our area is here. The communities of Pine Grove and Cressona are flooded. Schuylkill Haven is flooded. Pottsville is in pretty good shape. Tamaqua is having their problems. And there are a number of reservoirs out there that are causing some problems, too, and they're looking at them. We have no late report, but the reservoir, Tumbling Run, which serves Schuylkill Haven, is threatened, and that's a very big reservoir. I understand that the one reservoir serving Minersville and the Broad Mountain is causing some problems and concern, and so the flooding continues throughout Pennsylvania and this eastern part of Pennsylvania, and we invite you to stay tuned to KO for complete coverage from Flood Control. This is Jim Stock. Shamokin is under martial law, and people are not being allowed into the community nor through the community, I understand, and quite honestly, as we've said so many times before, it's best to stay where you are. Get into a safe spot and just stay there. Don't travel. Presumed drowned in the floodwaters at a campsite near Shamokin has been rescued by Army helicopters. The girl is 18-year-old Cynthia Honecker of West Walnut Street in Shamokin. She was rescued after 14 hours of... about 14 hours after she was reported missing, and Miss Honecker has been admitted to the Bloomsburg Hospital. So good news for folks in the Shamokin area concerned about that. Tropical Storm Agnes continues to cut a path of death and destruction along the eastern seaboard. Agnes pounded the coast with up to 1 foot of water and winds gusting to gale force, and the rains are still falling, as you know. Flooding is widespread. Many communities forced to evacuate. Power and communication lines were cut. At least 40 deaths are attributed to the storm. The center of the storm now is over southeastern New York. Winds at the center are estimated at about 60 miles an hour with higher gusts. A TWA jetliner skidded off the end of a runway at New York's Kennedy Airport tonight, but the 250 passengers arriving from Los Angeles were unhurt. In Pennsylvania, where the storm dumped 10 inches of rain, an extreme emergency has been declared. A flash flood watch is in effect through midnight for southern, southeastern New York and New England, too. Residents of Olean, New York, just over the Pennsylvania border and south of Buffalo, high water. Amtrak announces train service between New York and Washington has been restored after an earlier suspension, but the National Passenger Rail Corporation warns of five-hour delays on the trip, which usually takes 4 hours. The Catawissa Methodist Church, Kate Schultz, Linda, and Francis Sheasley, call at the church. The number is 286-5742. Call your parents. Catawissa Methodist Church, Kate Schultz, Linda, and Francis Sheasley, call at the church. The number is 286-5742. All ambulance calls are to be referred to the Sunbury Hospital. The number is 286-5811. All ambulance calls referred to the Sunbury Hospital, and that number is 286-5811. Daniel and Forrest Jones have called home. Both are okay. I think we had a note on those boys later, earlier this morning, or this afternoon, or this evening, and so they are okay, and the previous announcement is over on Blue Hill at our transmitter site there. Ernest Wenrick, contact your brother Eugene. The number is 743-7334. Galen Fry, you are supposed to contact Ronald Boyer at 473-3115. Galen Fry, contact Ronald Boyer at 473-3115. I might mention again, I know the announcement is again at our Blue Hill site, but the bridge to Sunbury from Island Park will be closed in just a few moments. The announcement we had was that it would be closed at about 11:15 tonight. So if you are on the island and you wish to come into Sunbury to be here or whatever reason, you must come over before about 11:15 tonight because the bridge will be closed at that time. And that's the complete report that we have.
And after dropping heavy rains all along the East Coast, at least 45 people are dead in the storm's wake, more than half the deaths recorded today. 15,000 people evacuated their homes in Maryland. A dam threatens to burst. A small dam has already given way at Occoquan, Virginia, a small town south of the nation's capital. If a larger dam goes, Occoquan will be inundated. This is Del Vaughn, CBS News.
A couple of things that we'd like to mention right away. KO News has been informed by the Harrisburg Flood Control Center that the Susquehanna River is expected to crest at 34.5 feet at Sunbury at midnight tomorrow. Helping us. We had a helicopter ride up here tonight, and that was arranged by the National Guard. The Civil Air Patrol has been on our side up here and helped us with a lot of communications. The REACT people have been helping us with CB sets all over the place have been helping us, and especially the helicopter and pilot who gave me the great ride. Okay, Marv, thank you. Martha Frank, Miller Street, please call 286-2974. St.
3775 or 365-3675. That's Barbara Lentz from Dalmatia. And if you know where she is or if Barbara Lentz is listening, will you call 365-3775 or 365-3675. All right, I believe that we're about ready for a report from the Selins Grove area, and so let's set it up in the control room, and reporting from Selins Grove will be Bill Mahoney.
Thank you. We're very happy to have the opportunity here at WSCW to cooperate with WKOK in bringing you two new emergency telephone numbers for the people in Selins Grove and Snyder County. As WKOK has been on the air all day long and been swamped with everything and been doing a very fine job, we now have for the people of Selins Grove two new emergency numbers, which is the first thing we'd like to announce here this evening. So if there are some problems, I know help is needed in lots of places. We've been unable to help anybody because we've been flooded out right along with the rest of the people down here. Penn Creek is on the rise. And as far as I know, through several calls up the line to State College within the hour here, the rain is still raining, so that's the beginning of Penn Creek, and it will continue to rise, so there's more trouble to be expected along with this flood crest of the river. So anybody in Selins Grove, we have people standing by the telephones now through the courtesy of WKOK here at our station, which has been flooded out, as I said, so call. For the people down here to alleviate the situation, we'll pass the messages on the air over KOK for you. Call 374-1155, and we have operators, people standing by here to pass along your messages on the airwaves of KOK. So you can feel free to call us at 374-1155. We'll be here all night long. Okay, and thank you.
And thank you, Bill. And now let's switch back to Jim's talk. Jim?
We have some more items here for you. A family at 808 to 810 North 4th Street in Sunbury needs evacuation. I hope that someone is listening officially that can help in this. A family at 808 and 810 North 4th Street in Sunbury needs evacuation, and we do ask you to note it and officially try and get in there and get these people out. Dave Herman and George are supposed to call home. Dave Herman and George are supposed to call home. Mary Zimmerman has been found, the lady that we were looking for earlier this evening. The Lutheran and
Mobile News, I'm standing at the bridge looking over the island, which is being closed and sandbagged at the present time. Prior to the closing, I took a tour of the island and the Sunbury Social Club. The first floor, the bar area, is three quarters inundated with water. I circle the street. I'm not too well acquainted with the name of the street, but the residence is Ed Buckley's that I'm acquainted with, and the water is on the lower portion toward the river, is right up to the macadam. The bridge as of right now is closed, so there is high water on the island. So I guess Sunbury is really an island between Shamokin and Sunbury as of right now, because we seem to be completely inundated with water. There is very little to add. The men are concerned they're sandbagging, but as far as residences in the island area proper, there isn't any that I could see right offhand that were in danger of water going into the residence, but it is encroaching all property on the island. This is Tom Monahan in the Mobile News Unit right at the bridge in Sunbury.
Stay tuned to WKOK. We're operating at full power throughout the night with reports on flooding in the central Susquehanna Valley. Jim?
All right, Northumberland is now isolated. A hospital is set up at Christ Methodist Church at Front and King Street. Ambulance service is available in Northumberland and Point Township. Northumberland now isolated, and a hospital is set up at Christ Methodist Church at Front and King Street. Ambulance service is available in Northumberland and Point Township. Tom Monahan just checked in again from the beginning of the bridge going to the island from Sunbury, where they are sandbagging, and reported that after the sandbagging is done at this point, they will go to secure the railroad bridge and sandbag that also, located just next to the traffic bridge going to the island. So that's a follow-up to the report from Tom. Pennsylvania House in Lewisburg, Phase 1 will work with maintenance if they can get to work. Phase 2 and Plant 2 will be closed tomorrow. There's shelter for four or five people at 19 Hawes Avenue in Sunbury, and the number to call is 286-5505. That's it.
Borough officials are quite concerned about the danger of continued flooding. The latest areas that they've insisted on evacuations are from West Mahoning Street and West Market Street areas. I also just heard a report that the fire trucks are going up and down Water Street in Danville, asking people to evacuate. Other areas of the community are asking to be prepared to evacuate, particularly Third Ward in Danville. And by preparing to evacuate, borough officials simply mean to gather a few necessary items like a toothbrush and blankets and so forth, and they are sending people to evacuation centers. And now, in the Third Ward area, they fear the possibility of flooding in that area when perhaps Mahoning Creek, that runs into difficulty emptying into the Susquehanna River, will back up as far as Third Ward. The downtown area of Danville looks like a lake. If it really wasn't such a terrible situation, you could look outside and it almost looks like an attractive Pleasant Lake in between the stores downtown. And the water in the Mill Street area, which has come off of Seckler Run, has not subsided at all during the day. It's as high now as it's ever been. on Continental Boulevard and Mahoning Creek in the area around the A&P supermarket and the Perkins Pancake House in Danville. Now, that water pretty much has receded, and it's staying pretty much within the bounds of Mahoning Creek. I know you're concerned about your midnight crest tomorrow night in Sunbury at 34.5 feet. The Weather Forecasting Service predicts that the river will crest in Danville tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, Friday night at 8 o'clock, at 30 feet, and that's about 10 feet above flood stage in Danville. We've also accumulated figures for Milton. They expect the river to crest there at 9 o'clock tomorrow evening at 34 feet, and it will crest at 8 o'clock tomorrow evening at 33 feet in Watsontown. Last time we talked to the forecasting service, they had not as yet accumulated or computed the figures for Bloomsburg and Berwick.
Mm-hmm.
We also have some information about some of the other communities further upriver in Columbia County, if you'd want me to pass that along.
All right, fine, go ahead.
One of the areas of major concern is the dike in Berwick, and we've had reports off and on conflicting back and forth that the dike had gone and that it hadn't gone. And the latest information we have is that now the dike in Berwick has given way completely, and of course this is going to mean an awful lot more water rushing down the north branch of the Susquehanna River. In Bloomsburg, we understand that everybody from 6th Street in Bloomsburg to the Susquehanna River is being evacuated.
Mm.
They are being taken to Bloomsburg State College, and they tell us now that about 1,000 people are being housed at Bloomsburg State College. One area of concern is a gas seepage at the western end of Bloomsburg. This would be between Bloomsburg and Danville. It's the area around the interchange of Routes 42 and Routes 11. That's the Bloomsburg-Danville Road and the Millville-Catawissa Road. And they're warning residents in that area not to risk an explosion or anything like that by lighting matches. So in the Fernville area west of Bloomsburg, they're asking people to be real careful. Up in the northern end of Berwick, where the problems are in that particular city, and they've set up about 8 evacuation centers, as we have it, in the northern end of the city. I suppose you caught up with the relatively good news in the situation that an 18-year-old Shemokin girl has been rescued.
Yes, we've had that.
Right.
Yes, fine, and that's certainly good news. Larry, we thank you for the report, and if you'll stand by, I'll be happy to pass along the report to you on your Danville station. In the meantime, here at KO Flood Control, we'll send it back to our control room, where we have a report standing by coming in from Sealands Grove. So if we can transfer there, fine, I'll stay here with you, okay?
Okay, thanks very much.
Okay, this emergency message, first of all, a call we just received that was just handed to me here. There's a gentleman, a man, and a residence on South Front Street in Sealands Grove that a boat is needed to get him out of his residence. So if someone has a boat, I guess the best thing I could suggest at this moment is that they bring it without any further ado to the area of South Front Street in Sealands Grove. Call the borough office, and they will tell you exact particulars on it. If you have a boat, call the borough office in Sealands Grove. The boat is needed to evacuate someone on South Front Street. We have some flooding here in many areas of Sealands Grove. Before I pass on these two messages here that I have at the moment, I would like to say that I, just in the last couple of moments, called WMAJ in State College, which is where the headwaters of Penn Creek are, and the rain is still raining. Now, I have no official forecast here or anything else. I don't think the flood service is providing such a thing at this hour of the night. They're busy predicting stages of the Susquehanna River. But Penn Creek is dangerously high right here at Sealands Grove at the mouth of the creek. And the rain is still coming down at State College, which is where the creek begins. And I guess we're in for still higher water here at Sealands Grove. So until the rain stops, there will be no crest on Penn Creek. So that's not good news at this moment. It's just news that it is still raining up in the State College area. We have this request. Philip Hawes of Danville, call 837-3888. If you can get through to that number, it's an emergency call. 837-3888. Philip Hawes of Danville. This announcement, there's room for six or seven people in Sealands Grove on 8th Street. They can accommodate six or seven people. Call 374-4945. That's 374-4945. Back to KOK.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Bill. And we'll keep in touch with you. And that's, if you have any needs in Sealands Grove or Snyder County area, call that number, 374-1155. And Bill Mahoney will put it on the air here at WKOK for you and take care of your needs if possible. And we'll be going back now to our KO Flood Control Central with Jim Stock. Jim, are you ready to go back with some items?
Across the river.
Okay, he's still busy back there. And we'll just go through our weather forecast, what we have so far. And flash flood warnings are in effect tonight. Rain ending south tonight and continuing heavy at times north. Lows tonight will be in the 50s, partly cloudy south, with rain ending north tomorrow and cool. Now, highs tomorrow will be in the 60s, partly cloudy, and continued cool tomorrow night, and Saturday with a few showers north. Now, lows tomorrow night will be in the upper 40s to high 50s, and highs Saturday will be in the mid-60s to low 70s. Now, currently in KO country, it's raining at 1,000 watts under emergency conditions, and we'll be with you all through the evening. And if you have needs in Sealands Grove with flood control or emergencies or anything like that, call that Sealands Grove number, 374-1155, and they'll take care of it from there to here. We'll help alleviate some of the traffic here in our phones here at WKOK. And we'll be going back to music right now. And we'll have CBS News on the hour. And music and flood information all through the evening. WKOK AM and FM in Sunbury operating at maximum power under the emergency conditions.
Tom, you have a slight problem there in your communications to us, and sort of rev your motor up a little bit, okay, Tom? Okay, we lost contact with our news cruiser at this time, and we'll keep you posted as things happen. We'll be right there with our mobile cruiser, and we'll have information for you all through the evening. And I'm not sure if Tom is with us yet or not. We'll go and check on that. Tom, are you there yet?
Roger.
Okay, Tom, you got to keep your motor revving up there, okay? Okay, what else is happening in Market Street area, Tom?
As I said, I am at the Reading Railroad diagonally across Mary Carter Paint Store. They are in need of a pickup truck to get sandbag material. I had just left the Bainbridge Street Bridge where all protection is in force with sandbags and it is blocked off. And I crawled over and looked into the river. The water level is approximately a foot and a half away from the road deck, or it is hitting the underneath deck of the bridge, and you can hear the signal loud and clear when you are there. Right now, I am broadcasting from the Reading Railroad at Mary Carter Paint Store. They are reinforcing the Reading Railroad. They have blocked it off with sandbags, and they are pushing fill up to reinforce it.
Okay, we see a communications problem once again with Tom, and we'll be hanging with Tom there for a moment or two. And let's see if Jim Stock has anything back there in the KO Flood Control Central. Jim, are you there?
All right, well, I have a few things here. Number one, Paul Miller needs a few men to help move some of his equipment, and you're asked to report to the Music Mart next to the Strand Theater. Someone will be there waiting. This is Paul Miller at the Music Mart, and Paul Miller, of course, is an employee of WKOK in years gone by, and I'm sure he remembers the some of the floods of the past where he was up here working. Now needs a few men to help some of move some of his equipment, so report to the Music Mart next to the Strand Theater. Someone will be there waiting. County Civil Defense has a new number. It's 286-4863. 286-4863. In Sealands Grove and Snyder County, 374-1155. And so that those are a few numbers there. That Sealands Grove number is to get news on the air. Jess and Jan Hoffman are okay. I think we had a report on that before. There's room for two people at RD2 Sunbury. Call Mrs. Irvin at 286-0476. The lights are out on the County Ridge Road back of Northumberland. Two nursing homes are without electricity. Anyone having candles to spare, get them there. The lights are out on the County Ridge Road back of Northumberland. Two nursing homes are without electricity back there. And anyone having candles to spare, please get them out there. And Francine Swank is to call 648-1293. Francine Swank, call 648-1293. And that's the latest from KO Flood Control.
News cruiser.
We're up at the
Tom, you gotta turn your radio down, radio, regular radio, now broadcast. Go ahead, Tom. Okay, we're still waiting for Tom Monahan to call us anytime that you get situated there. Give us a blast, all right? I'd like to remind you that you are listening to emergency conditions at WKOK, operating at full power, 10,000 watts, non-directional, to serve the area. With reports and flooding in the central Susquehanna Valley. We have Pam Mitchell on top of Blue Hill to keep us with information, and Jim Stock and myself, Frank Rhodes, will try and do our best to keep you abreast of what's happening. And Tom Monahan, our newsman out there in News Cruiser, and Larry Soller and Bill Mahoney, and many others to help us out here doing this night.
Parked right in front of of Shikellamy High School, and to my left would be the baseball field, which is completely inundated with water. We have just left Front Street, but it doesn't seem too heavy. I would hesitate because I haven't been too familiar with the baseball field, but I would say there are 6 to 8 inches of water covering the surface. Over.
Okay, Tom, and we'll keep in touch with you as you move out.
All right, I have an announcement here. 10 or 15 men are needed immediately to man the pumping stations across from Celotex at Susquehanna and North Front Streets in Sunbury. This is requested by the Sunbury Police. 10 or 15 men needed immediately to man the pumping stations across from Celotex at Susquehanna and North. I have an announcement here. 10 or 15 men are needed immediately to man the pumping stations across from Celotex at Susquehanna and North Front Streets in Sunbury. This is requested by the Sunbury Police. 10 or 15 men needed immediately to man the pumping stations across from Celotex at Susquehanna and North.